Mr. Chancellor of the Exchequer.
Yeah. Mr. Speaker, listeners, thank you very much indeed. This is a budget that will deal decisively with our country's record debts and slowly sustained growth. But it will encourage entrepreneurship and it will punish the lazy and the feckless. It will pay for the past, it will plan for the future, and it will continue to protect the most vulnerable in our society. If you work for us, this government will work for you. Yes, it is tough, but it is also fair. Just. So, to the budget in detail. The welfare budget. Listeners, currently this country spends £110 billion on welfare. I propose for this to be slashed. I am allowing that £66 billion of that is still required. I am taking just about a third out. That's £44 billion. So my listeners, such as Michael Lister, who was concerned that he will retain his benefits, Mr. Lister, you will be safe with me. However, child benefit will be stopped. Why are we paying you to have children? Unemployment benefit will be available for just the first 3 months. After that, only available on interview if you're successful. Oh, I see. No benefits of any sort will be paid to anyone unless you can prove you've had 12 months residency in this country, and that applies to you, not a relative. The housing system, where families of eight get a house in Kensington next door to Roman Abramovich, will be scrapped, and a 15% increase for pensioners unless they've been a member of a Labour government such as Margaret Beckett. This will be funded by those savings of some £44 billion. To the health budget. Listeners, we currently spend £125 billion. I'm allowing that 50 pence in every pound is needed for medicine, nurses, clinicians and others. I'm thus interested in the £62.5 billion each year that is spent on managers, on their pension schemes, on other incentives. The managers must work harder, but only a third harder. Therefore, of that £62.5 billion, if each manager works a third harder, I've saved £20 billion. Translation services on the NHS will be stopped. My thanks to Malcolm on that. They will be available, but you will have to pay. Nurses, as of midnight, will get a pay rise of 10% and a box of chocolates on their birthday. Anyone who is fat or smokes will get their first treatment free on the NHS. After that, if they don't amend their behaviour regarding eating, smoking or indeed drinking, they will pay on a sliding scale. So eventually, by the time they take their lard ass through casualty for the 10th time, they will be paying all their bills. To the town halls. No chief executive or leader of a quango or water authority or gas board or anything else will be permitted to make more than the Prime Minister. Salaries for running Sussex County Council of £250,000 are simply ludicrous, and the savings here will be about £1 billion. To Parliament, the subsidised bar will be scrapped. My thanks to Judy from Belsize Park for this. A cost is difficult to know, but certainly the Labour MP for Falkirk will save a lot of money out of his personal allowances. To Defence, where the budget is £43.5 billion. I accept that half of that is legitimate expenditure, so I focus rather on £22 billion. And again, I say that managers will have to work harder. Thus, a third of £22 billion is, broadly speaking, £7 billion, so I will be paying for a new aircraft carrier of £3 billion. Now, obviously, with the increasing threat in the Falklands, this is necessary, and that aircraft carrier will be built in Britain. Indeed, it will be built by the staff at the Bombardier factory in Derby, because they're not making trains anymore. We will then have huge transport costs to actually get the ship to sea, which will help with the haulage industry as well. To our soldiers, sailors, airmen, airwomen, instead of a pay freeze, all military personnel will get a 10% pay rise, like the nurses, and if sent to serve on the front line, that will actually increase to a 20% pay rise, again funded by those savings. To transport. The transport budget is £12.8 billion. All but essential roadworks will be stopped immediately. Any company putting a cone on any road will pay £1 a day for the placing of that cone, whatever reason it's there. This will help help fund a fuel cut of some 10 pence per litre. This will also be funded by the fact that the government currently takes 82p for a litre of petrol costing £1.40. We will simply reduce our take because of those savings. Additionally, to cycling. There has been an explosion, and this, of course, is to be applauded. It means that everyone's getting healthy. Unfortunately, it also means that a lot of fat men with large backsides have been seen on the roads in Lycra. They will now have to pay a £5 road fund duty and have insurance for all cycles. This will be capped at £20. Road fund for all vehicles will be frozen. And any car made in the UK, will qualify for a 50% reduction. Clever, that one, wasn't it? Lastly, I turn to a few other eye-catching initiatives. The overseas aid budget at just under £12 billion will be scrapped as of midnight tonight. And will fund an apprenticeship scheme for all children aged 16 and above, or young people even, so they don't have to sit through double physics on a sunny Thursday afternoon, not understanding a single word that's being said. Parents in private school, my thanks to my listener Joe in Croydon, this will qualify for tax breaks because they ease up places, obviously, in state schools. All tax will be cut to 40%. This will be funded by an increase of taxation on foreign premiership football players who will now be paying at the rate of 70%. This means that Carlos Tevez, for example, will now earn just £45,000 a week. We must hope that it's enough to survive. Thanks to Joe in Cuffley, the death duties will be frozen at £1.5 million. And for the period of 27th of July to the 12th of August, anyone wearing trainers in London, do think of those dates, 27th of July, 12th and August, will have to pay a £10 levy. We have paid for the debts of a failed past. I'm laying the foundations for a more prosperous future. Prosperity for all, that is my goal. I commend the budget to the House.